This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
This show may contain strong language or adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust the frequency. We are controlling transmission. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limit frequency.
Good evening, my name is Sam.
My name's Ricardo.
And this is the Outer Limit Frequency. Blues are, without doubt, one of the most important genres in the history of music. Really, the idea of music today without the influence of blues is a terrifying thought. It's influenced pretty much every genre of music for the last 70-ish years, and even though you can't look at every artist now and see the blues, without the blues you wouldn't have had the lineage to create said artists. But what is the blues? Well, tonight we have compiled a list of songs and artists that we can see some bluesiness in, and enlisted the help of the machine to help us determine whether or not these artists really do have the blues.
There are so many artists I could use to calibrate the machine for this episode. The blues has a long history, far longer than almost any other form of modern music, and a lot of incredible players have contributed to the greater blues canon. So with this much freedom, I can't think of a single reason not to go straight for one of my favourites, Chester Burnett, a.k.a. Howlin' Wolf. Because you can't go around calling yourself Howlin' Wolf without being a bit of a badass. He deserves all the credit for being a vital link between the disparate worlds of Chicago and Delta Blues, unifying the two ideologies into what we would recognise as being the blues, with the definite article. But he also went on to help legitimise electric blues in the 60s, which is a bit of a double-edged sword, socio-culturally speaking. All in all, not too bad for a guy that didn't even like his electric guitar, or at least that's what he wrote on the cover of his debut album. Machine has given Howlin' Wolf 4.5 postmodern apologetic album covers out of 5. Apparently we've been docked half a point because the machine knows I'm about to play the electrified 1969 version of Smokestack Lightning instead of the 56 original. Tough but fair. Yeah. It's often said the blues survived through the 70s, 80s, and 90s largely by nesting inside of its bratty kid brother, rock music. It sounds reasonable enough on the surface, even if the imagery of that metaphor is a little off-putting. But what happens if we scratch that surface and dig a little deeper? Zakk Wylde's Black Label Society seems like the ideal manifestation of this argument. A crucible of blues rock, heavy metal, and hard rock. But at the end of the day, how bluesy are the Black Label boys? I'd give them an ish. The mechanics of blues can certainly be found in their guitar-led rockers, as it can in most guitar-led rockers, admittedly, but the spirit of the blues is found in their ballads. The band released their Mafia album in 2005, and it contains their most heartfelt song, In This River. Even though the track was penned in early 2004, after the death of Pantera guitarist Dimebag Darrell later that year, the song transformed into a tribute to Wylde's fallen brother-in-arms. I wouldn't say that sincerity is Black Label Society's biggest strength, but they actually pull it off really well here. But Bo Diddley this ain't, which is why the machine gives us two glorious prides being pridefully glorious out of five. This is In This River.
River all shall fade to black.
If there's any current form of rock that feels the blues the strongest, it's got to be Southern rock. And for me, the band that best defines modern Southern rock is Blackstone Cherry. And while they may be more Southern metal in many places, I'm counting it. These guys aren't shy about their blues inspirations as well, with two EPs released actually called Back to Blues, which consists of covers of old school blues songs, including a cover of Albert King's Born Under a Bad Sign. Obviously, these EPs are very bluesy, but as for the rest of their music, well, yeah, still pretty bluesy. Just a very modern version of blues and much, much heavier than what you would usually think of when you think of the blues. They're also pretty much my go-to if I want to listen to the genre, as I just love the effort they put into it. Kentucky is also just a bloody brilliant album. Three fruits with concerning colored seeds out of five. This is Shaking My Cage.
Yeah.
terms of modern artists, I can't think of many who, at least on the surface, embrace the imagery of the blues more than Stephen Wald, better known by his alias C6 Steve. He styled himself as a modern-day boxcar troubadour, riding the rails and penning tales of his travels. And it turns out his story isn't exactly true, and he does deserve to be mocked mercilessly for the sheer number of holes in his gimmick. Part of me appreciates the effort that Steve made to maintain this ridiculous backstory. The information age has all but destroyed the mystery in modern music, but hey, at least you tried. The part that puzzles me, though, is he had a perfectly respectable career as a musician and producer going all the way back to the late 60s, working with everybody from Lightning Hopkins to Shanti to Modest Mouse. But at least his music's pretty good, right? One disingenuous backstory out of five. Okay, the machine's clearly a bit of a stickler for authenticity. Sorry, Steve, but I like you, and that is all.
Trapped like a rat, I was caught. Well, that's a fact. I piece of this cell, 4 square foot of hell. I eat their food, although it ain't no good. I mark the days with a crayon I've saved. It's just a word like toast, but you take it away, you're gonna learn to say.
Bonnie Raitt. I don't think there's ever been a musician I've been more conflicted about. On one hand, she's a legendary songwriter and blues guitarist with an amazing voice. She also made a name for herself as a woman in blues in one of the many musical genres where men have always taken the spotlight. She's done incredibly well to show that women can do exactly what the men do, if not better than the men. On the other hand, I really don't like any of her music. I respect the hell out of this woman, but I just can't get into it. Ma Rainey did it way better way before her, and in more recent years, the more soul-infused Kendra Morris does it way better than she does. But, as I said, Kendra is more soul, and Ma Rainey, well, unfortunately, there wasn't really a place for her in more mainstream blues when she was killing it. So Bonnie Raitt, yeah, she did well to establish herself as one of the premier women in blues, even if she has never exactly been the best at it. I will say, however, this woman has more than earned her multiple Grammys, Lifetime Achievement Award, and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame spot. But what does the machine think? 4.5 good men and good women out of 5. This is Angel from Montgomery.
Make me a poster of an old road.
while the blues is obviously an American invention, you don't actually have to go abroad to find good examples. Indeed, Aotearoa has produced some fantastic blues musicians. Midge Marsden and Paul Urbana-Jones err on the side of traditionalism, but we also have musicians like Warren Maxwell, who use the spirit of the blues to chase their uniquely Kiwi version of that sound. As the band leader for both Trinity Roots and Little Bushman, Maxwell has spent the last 20 years or so developing his own unique style, but at the end of the day, it's rooted in the gravelly power of his voice and his understanding of blues fundamentals. While the Little Bushman debut, Onus of Sand, makes an excellent case for a Kiwi-fied version of Tripped Out Electric Blues, it's the second album, Pendulum, that really capitalizes on the concept, giving these ideas room to breathe and develop properly. It really is a fantastic record, so I'm positively spoiled for choice when it comes to my song selection, which is the sort of problem I really don't mind having all that much. Little Bushman has been given a Trinity of Roots out of 5, so that's a 3, I suppose. This is Nature of Man from Pendulum.
So I mentioned Southern Rock before and how I always default to Blackstone Cherry. And that is because despite the label often given to them, I don't typically associate ZZ Top with Southern Rock. To me, they're just straight up blues rock. Plus, as a trio, Billy Gibbons, Dusty Hill, and Frank Beard rival the legendary status of the trio of Geddy Lee, Alex Lifeson, and Neil Peart. No, I'm not saying ZZ Top or anything like Rush in terms of musical style, but I am saying that I generally look at them as some kind of godly band which should only be associated with other godly bands. Make sense? No, I don't care. That's the way they are. Anyway, they're a blues rock band, especially because of that guitar work. The loss of Billy Gibbons was a hell of a loss for music. Machine? 3.5 feet of Beard shared between two men not named Beard out of 5. That was daft. This is Blue Jean Blues. It's bluesy.
And finally found my old blue jean. I done ran into my baby and finally found my old blue jean. Tell that day was mine from the oil and the gasoline.
Kamei Aoyewa, better known as More Mother, appears to be on a mission to synthesize a new contemporary form of African-American music by combining its various descendants, often quite against their will or logic. Blues, jazz, hip-hop, R&B, gospel, and spirituals are all tools at her disposal. Needless to say, this is no small undertaking, but she takes her work very seriously. Indeed, I would say that More Mother is one of the most innovative voices in modern Black American music. She has released 8 More Mother albums in the past 7 years, and that doesn't include her work with the groups Irreversible Entanglements, 700 Bliss, and the art collective Black Quantum Futurism. While none of those albums fully overlap in terms of style or aesthetic, they're all rooted in a disembodied concept of what the blues is and what it can mean in the 21st century. In a moment, I'm going to play you a song, the fantastically titled The Blues Remembers Everything the Country Forgot from her album Brass, and there's a lot to unpack there. Delicious double entendres aside, the song doesn't really sound like the blues. Nobody can deny that it very much feels like the blues, which frankly is far more important to me. And the Machine. 4 amnesiac nation states out of 5.
Are these your dreams? Are violent memories? I have to wake from selectively. Knowing your path can't be redeemed. And there's red everywhere I spy. Resign my life to wait on time. No, I'll be dragging if I try. And set my feet past where they occupy. All day I travel these ruins. And set my feet in full ruin. Run into a target
remembers everything the country forgot. Bloodstained sweat, slip knot. Stop with Kurt Chang. More often than not, the gaze the same. Terror terrain, price on your organs, clock on your brain. The blues remembers everything the country forgot. Hands in the rot, slot in a swat. Lynch swinging on the block. There goes the neighborhood. Here comes mama with the clock.
Bang, bang. The blues remembers everything the country forgot. We waited and we watched, we waited and we watched. Just up the block, eye on the spot. No need to talk, notice the cops. Three lights apart, back to the plot. We waited and we watched, we waited and we watched. We waited and we watched, we waited and we watched. Patient, slow meat in the pot. Slow meat in the pot.
I just keep walking through.
Because there is no such thing as industry and technology and risk and mitigation and insurance without blackness.
I may have said it before, but I typically do not like Jack White. However, I have to admit that if we're doing an episode about the blues, we kind of have to mention either him or the Black Keys. But as we've spoken about the Black Keys at length quite recently, Jack White it is. But there was also no way I was going to play the White Stripes. And the Dead Weather are way more blues than them anyway. Dark and gothic blues that make you feel like you need a shower afterwards, but still the blues. But I mean, a supergroup consisting of members of Queens of the Stone Age, the Greenhorns, the Kills, and of course all the Jack White stuff was bound to be this good, dirty blues. What does the Machine think? Three Birds. This is New Pony.
One, two, three, four.
Let's really test this machine out, because I've recently learned of a group by the name of Gong Gong Gong, a guitar and bass duo from Beijing, all of which already makes them stand out, like, at least a little. Hong Kong-born singer-guitarist Thomas Ng even sings in his native Cantonese, with lyrics often inspired by folk tales from his homeland. However, language barriers notwithstanding, Gong and Times 3 are heavily influenced by the sound of American blues, especially the likes of Bo Diddley, Muddy Waters, and Howlin' Wolf. Interestingly, the group manages to get a lot of rhythm in their music despite not actually having a drummer. They arrange their songs specifically to create the illusion of percussion, which might explain the name of the group's debut album, Phantom Rhythm. When you've only got two members to work with, you have to get a little bit creative. Now, as someone who does not speak any Cantonese, I admit that I don't know what they're saying. But even still, there's something about their no-nonsense stripped-down electric blues that's incredibly familiar. Alright, Machine, what's your take on Gong Gong Gong? 3.5 rhythmic phantoms out of 5. Nice. This is Notes Underground.
We'll be right back.
blues is often credited as the backbone behind heavy metal, or, well, metal. Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, and Deep Purple, who are all often credited as founders of metal, were all heavily blues influenced. So it stands to reason that going forward, all metalheads have to thank blues for the music they love. This is also true for punk, and I mean, look at the Misfits. These guys love to incorporate blues into their music, especially for the eras where they had Glenn Danzig on vocal duties. The guy's voice fits with the blues rather well, but Misfits were also kind of all over the place in terms of musical style. Some was bluesy, sure, but some was certainly not. When Glenn Danzig went solo, however, with, well, Danzig, the blues was much more evident. Rather than being punk, Danzig was much more classic heavy metal, blended with essentially proto-grunge. It may not have any of that classic, pretty and mournful blues guitar work, but it did have the right vibes. While some of the songs make it more evident than others, I would consider Danzig to be a great example of a later generation of classic heavy metal incorporating those blues roots. But is it enough for the Machine? Oh, only one petty lawsuit out of five. Screw you, Machine. This is Blood and Tears.
Blood and tears, blood and tears. Since you've been gone, I hear you been crying, blood and tears. All along in your misery, so alone, could you have been deceived? Since I've been gone, I hear you been crying.
Yeah.
And that's it from us and the machine and our look at what is blues. And if you like what you heard, jump onto whatever your streaming service of choice is and check out some of our old episodes, brought to you by the people at Access Media.
And since you're coming back next week, I enjoyed what we did here so much, we'll do another turn. But this time, let's see if we can get to the bottom of what jazz is, because I still don't know after all this time. Maybe we find out next week, maybe we don't. You'll have to tune in to find out.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.